This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Do you need a COVID booster shot? It appears experts will soon recommend a booster for all Americans. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what we've learned.
Federal health officials have been studying whether extra shots for the vaccinated would be needed as early as this fall to ensure lasting protection, especially with the more contagious Delta variant. Two inside sources tell the Associated Press it's expected they will call for a third dose for all Americans, regardless of age, to be given around 8 months after the second shot was administered. The head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, said this weekend that there were concerns that the vaccine's effectiveness might start to dwindle as the Delta variant continues to spread.
The Taliban is declaring what it calls amnesty across Afghanistan and urging women to join its government. This after a chaotic day at the Kabul airport when many tried to get out of the country now that the Taliban has taken over. Ms. Ghanzahir Darby in Hayward, California, has family members in Afghanistan. She says they are distraught by the Taliban takeover.
There is a sense of hopelessness. There is a sense of trepidation, sadness, and also seeing that Taliban flag go up has emerged in many the feeling of homelessness and not belonging anywhere.
President Biden says his decision to get the U.S. out of Afghanistan was the right thing to do.
I will not repeat the mistakes we've made in the past. Mistake of staying and fighting indefinitely in a conflict that is not in the national interest of the United States.
He blamed Afghan leaders and the Afghan military for the government's collapse. Here at home, the storm they call Fred is trekking inland, spreading heavy rains over the southeast. This is AP News. T-Mobile's been investigating a leak of its data. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
On an online forum, there was an offer to sell the personal information of cell phone users. T-Mobile says there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but the company did not know the scope of the breach yet or who was affected. Vice's Motherboard reports the online offer was to sell personal data for more than 100 million people. That included social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, unique device identifiers, and driver license information. T-Mobile says it could not confirm the number of records involved and also said it's confident the entry point to gain access has been closed. I'm Ed Donahue.
They've started to build the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. It'll include a museum, library, and a kids' play area. Former President Obama's documents will be available in digital form. This is a $500 million project. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.